Mr. Teraoka Shoso was 13 when the Enola Gay dropped the bomb known as Little Boy on his hometown. He was outside the city that day. The next day he began a desperate search for his father and his brother, and eventually found their charred remains. Now retired from teaching junior high school, he says for the first 30 years after the bombing he couldn't speak about that day. But for the past 19 years he's told his story each year to school children in Japan. Speaking through an interpreter, he says he came to the U.S. this year with a simple message.
日本の我々が核の被害を受けたけれども、
We Japanese who have suffered atomic weapons, we'd like to have a dialogue to have a better world. That's my purpose.
Mr. Teraoka says the goal of the dialogues is the elimination of nuclear weapons. He'll speak tonight at Tenney Park in Madison at the annual Lanterns for Peace celebration. He says the floating of paper lanterns with messages of peace written on them and candles in them is an ancient Buddhist tradition to mourn the dead. It's celebrated each year in Hiroshima on the anniversary of the bombing. Similar ceremonies are taking place today in several other Wisconsin cities, including Milwaukee and La Crosse. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.